Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, October 28, 2019. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the way forward following public protests over sanctions imposed on some ZANU-PF officials by the West.
And to join this discussion, you can phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you right back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter-wave frequency and on the 4930 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
And you can also reach us on the internet. Please visit us on www.voashona.com and www.voandebele.com right now.
If you have just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about what needs to be done for the West to remove targeted sanctions imposed on some ZANU-PF officials.
Assistant Secretary for the United States Department of State's Bureau on African Affairs, Tiganagi, says a lot still needs to be done for the targeted sanctions to be removed. Nagi says the United States, along with the international community, wants the Zimbabwean government to demonstrate clear commitment to and implementing of true political and economic reforms to adhere to its own constitution.
Nagy further says this means immediately ending state-sanctioned violence against Zimbabweans, implementing laws to govern govern free and fair elections, respect for human rights and freedom of expression, implementing a transparent land reform, and prosecuting those who participate in corruption and perpetuate rent-seeking behavior. He says all this will send a strong signal to the international community that Zimbabwe is ready to turn a page on its past.
But ZANU-PF says indications are that America is not becoming more hostile to President Emmerson Mnangagwa's government as it imposed targeted sanctions on State Security Minister Owen Ncube as the country was staging anti-sanctions protests in conjunction with the Southern African Development Community.
Before we proceed, here is a quick reflection of what happened on Friday during the anti-sanctions protests and some public reactions. Dakota Lekwete was among the protesters in South Africa.
Indaba yethu kuba la ukuhlonipha idecision yethu ye African Union nesadek yokuthi European Union, American government and the government of Britain babaphelise ama sanctions abayenze abe Zimbabwe, because nama sanctions aqale ngendaba yokuthi ubaba uMugabe bebafuna yena. Ubaba uMugabe akekho manje siyacela njengabantu basesade naseMzantsi Afrika ukuthi lama sanctions makaphelisiwe, abantu baZimbabwe bayazi ukuthi baphile kakhulu, ngoba khona manje abantu baseZimbabwe bayahlupheka ngenxa yama sanctions.
That is Dakota Lekwete in South Africa. He's saying that people are actually suffering because of the sanctions. In Bulawayo, we've got Maluba Mhlaba, who was not a happy person altogether about the protests. We are trying to get the video.
Kutshengisela lokhu ngoba laba abakufunayo ukutshengisela, mina ngitshengiselani ngoba thina sithe nxa besifuna ukuthi siyetshengisela ngokuthi izinto ziyadula kwathiwa kakuvunyelwa ukutshengiselwa. Khathesi lokho sokuthiwa kuyatshengiselwa ngenxa yokuthi kufunwa ngubani. So mina I'm not part of that. Lokhu antis to benefit bona abayibo abayibo abaphambanisayo. Ama-sanctions lawa kuthiwa kulama-sanctions alube laba abantu bayaqondisa izigwegwe zabo.
That is Bulawayo resident Maluba Mhlaba, who is saying that he didn't participate in the anti-sanctions protest because those people who are targeted have got some issues with the Americans, with the UK and others, and they should do the right thing. And then we've got Finance Minister Mthuli Ncube, who was also there in Harare.
Instead, if it's a country is deemed to be under sanction, whether targeted or not, it just becomes a cloud, and then those who may wish to invest tire away. So we are also, you know, not receiving certain foreign direct investment because of the label of sanctions. So you can see how it's impacting, and I could go on and on and on. But clearly the impact is economic. It has deprived us of jobs and of job creation opportunities and growth opportunities.
That is Finance Minister Mthuli Ncube. He was there at the National Sports Stadium where people were gathered to stage the anti-protest campaign. And then what's next after the protest? Amid tense relations between Zimbabwe and USA. Marvelous.
Yes, I join in the show right now and tell us what you think about this issue. Please note that we're also live streaming this show on all our Facebook pages, so visit us at VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Studio 7 right now and give us your view. You can leave your number and we'll call you right back.
Yes, urukandaba ke nxa sijawudaba lolu siyabona ukuthi namhla sikhangela khona ukuthi umkhankaso wokuthi kwesule ezithezo zenoto ezafakelwa abanye abantu abakubandla leZANU-PF kuthiwa ke bephula ilungelo likaZulu njalo benza konke okungalunganga kwele Zimbabwe okunye njalo bathi phela kulokukhohlakala okumangalisayo kwele Zimbabwe ngakuyaphela ngakuyalungiswa. Sibonile nje uTilbo Negi yena okhona ngaleke kuDepartment of State okhangelane lokwenzakala kuzwekazi leAfrika singathi umsekeli wakhe olowo okhangele khona ngale esithi phela ukuthi kukhitshwe kumbe kwesisulu ezitshezo lezi kumele kulungiswe into zokhetho, kumele kulungiswe inkohlakali, kumele kulungiswe konke ke into ezingane ziyahlupha zingakesulwa lezo zijeziso. So ke sichayini sibona ukuthi siyangaphonda kwalolu. Ye, kunjalo ke Marvelous.
Aiwaku nayo vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa tinokuchingamidza inhasi tiri kutarisa isu tiri kumbozeya kuti kuratidzira kwakaitwa hiko munyika nemusi wechishanu kwekuti zvirango zvakatemerwa mamwe makurukota uyezve vamwe veZANU-PF kuti masanctions abviswe kwakashanda here nekuti tinoona kuti mushure mekunge kuratidzira iku kuchingopera takaona America hurumende yeAmerica ichiti iyo yanga yakuisa vamwe zvakare pamasanctions ipapa yakatemera zvirango kune vamwe makurukota ehurumende saka toda kunzwa kubva kwamuri kuti imi munoona sei zviri kuitika izvi regai timbonzwa vamatema danda vachitaura ivo nemusi woyo wechishanu pavanga vari pakuratidzira kuti kuratidzira kwakakosha sei kwavari ivo neZANU-PF regaitins kuti vakati chii
zuva ranhasi tizo rakakosha zvakadii kumhuri yeZimbabwe.
Rakakosha pakuti mhuri yeZimbabwe iri kuita statement yekuti masanctions gaaiti and I think the message is clear. People have come, they are still coming. And zvasara kuBritain, America neEuropean Union kuti vanorespekta here zvido zvevanhu veZimbabwe, zvido zveSadak, zvido zveAfrica.
Apo tanga tiri kunzwa kubva kuna vamatema danda veZANU-PF vanga vari kutaura ivo vari kuNational Sports Stadium uko kusina kunyanyouya vanhu vakawanda nemusi wechishanu. Asi kune dzimwe nzvimbo takaona zvakare bato reMDC rinopikisa imomo muAmerica richiratidzirawo nemusi weMugovera, musi weSaturday, vachiti ivo vanga vasiri kufara nenyaya iyoyi yekuti dzimwe nyika dzemuSadak dzanga dziri kuenderera mberi dzichibatana neZimbabwe pakukurudzira kuti zvirango izvi zvibviswe. Gaitone zvanga zviri kuitika imo muno muWashington. Aiwa, apo tiri kuona isu dzimwe nengo dzeMDC inotungamirwa navaNelson Chamisa vemuno muAmerica US branch vachiwanikwa ivo vakawanikwa vachiratidzira vachibva pamuzinda weZimbabwe imo muno muWashington DC vachienda kumuzinda weTanzania uko vakanga vari kuti ivo havasi kufara nekuti SADC yanga yakatsigira Zimbabwe munyaya iyoyi yekuratidzira. Saka ndozvatiri kutaura ipo pano, uyezve kana muchida kuti tikufonerei nyorai nhamba dzenyu tikutiona pane vamwe vanyora nhamba dzavo pana apa pana na Richard Mukaro arikutimurisei kwa Studio 7 aiwa tiriwadi len mo DG uyeshe munozi ya shukuita iva ima wani kwa mshijanya batani rurakanzi share kuitro titika kufone rai mukapinda mchirongwa amanesha mwaridze nyuzunova za kunzwa hii Tabitha Manyona aripananzi murisei kwa murie Zimbabwe isu bo asikupisa kuno kwa nyanya ndirimuno muzimu saka aiwa nyora ipo pano tigotaura tichiwone sana kutimurukuona sei kwa shurikuitika nyaya iyo hii ema sanctions munoona achizobva here nokuti tinoona America iri kuramba ichitsinira iyo kuti Zimbabwe inofanira kuremekedza bumbiro remutemo wenyika uyezve varegedze ivo hurumende kuti vapunyikidze vachiwanikwa ivo vachishungurudza vanhu saka ndozvimwe zviri kuitika pano asi ndiri kunzwa kuti tine munyarikani wedu wekutanga tina vatawanda dzvokora veMDC inotungamirwa na Nelson Chamisa tinokuchingamidza iyi pachirongwa vadzvokora.
Magadi tete marvelous, magadi muri Zimbabwe yakateerera.
Aiwa tiri wadi, mugatisana nguro here, tinoona kuti mimi mamui nekuratidzira kwa mamui nako imo muno mu Washington. Tichiona kuti Zanu PF yakaratidzirwa ku Harare nekune dzimwe nzvimbo. Titaure kuti zvakakosha sei kuti muwani kwemuchipinda pakuratidzira ikoko.
Regai nditange nekutenda muri Zimbabwe yakwese vakateerera, vese vaka ratidza munangagwa kuti haachadiwa ndonga akambenga achidiwa nekuregedza kuenda kunomacha kwavanga wanzwa uye kuzomacha kumacha nhando pakada kutenda muri Zimbabwe vakaratidza nyika yese kuti murume uyu haadiwe nevanhu haana mbobvira adiwa nevanhu uye haachadiwa nevanhu zvakare saka ndinovatenda nekusaenda kwavakaita ikoko makaona mese kuti ground ranga rakashama musina kana munhu ndozvinotoratidza izvozvo kuti munhu uyu haana vanhu vanomuda haana mbobvira adiwa zvachose ndochiuyawo kuno ndoda kutenda mhuri yezimbabwe yakauya kuno kuwashington dc tikanoratidzira pazimbabwen embassy tikazoenda zvakare kumuzinda wetanzania takaenda kumuzinda wetanzania nekuti ndokuna vamugufuli anove chairman wesadak tichida kuvaratidza kuti ko sei muri ku supporta vanhu vari kuuraya vanhu vari kuponda vanhu vari kutambudza vanhu muzimbabwe musingasapote vana vezimbabwe takanga tisingaratidzire kuti masanctions asabviswe bodo toda kunyatsotipa patsanure ipapo isairatidzira kune sadak kuti ko sadak sei muri kutarisa rutivi vana vezimbabwe vachitambudzwa vachiurayiwa vachipondwa vachisungwa zuva nezuva vasina kana chekudya magetsi mvura zvese izvozvo hamusi kuzviona here maakungonosapota vanhu ivavo matii mamira nevana vezimbabwe vari kutambura tapedza izvozvo tochizoenda panyaya yezvirango zveupfumi
aiwa bata izvenyu makadaro saka pane zvinyorwa here kana zvii zvamakasiya ikoko kuembasi yetanzania
takanyora statement tinayo tokutumidzirai yakatoendeswa kare kusadak ikaendeswa kuna vamugufuli izvozvi musunhasi unoyu vamutama chairman wedu wedmv vatoendesa tsamba imwe hard copy yatoti hard copy yekuti vabva vayatoona kuti ndotsamba yatakanyora iyi yatakaisa paemail vange vanga vaine imwe tsamba zvakare yatiri kuda kuti tigare pasi navo maambassadors ese ari munomu emusouthern africa tichada kugara navo pasi tichitaura navo vakurukurira kubva kukwatiri isusu vana vezimbabwe vari kushungurudzwa nehurumende yava munangagwa.
Maybe in English, if you can just tell us, you've just told us that you were here as MDC led by Nelson Chamisa protesting at the Zimbabwean embassy, and then you moved to the Tanzanian embassy. And you said something is going to be happening today. What exactly were you trying to achieve by your protest, and what's happening today?
What is happening today is we wrote a letter, we wrote a statement that was highlighting everything that is going on in Zimbabwe, the atrocities that are being committed by the Mnangagwa government against the Zimbabwean people. We recorded everything. We sent in with some hyperlinks so that they can see the brutality that is being perpetrated against the Zimbabwean people. So that letter was already sent by email, but our chairman for DMV, Mr. Mutama, who also deliver a hard copy to the ambassador. And then together with that statement, there is also a letter that we wrote where we are asking the ambassadors, including the Tanzanian ambassador and other ambassadors from Southern African countries, that they meet with us. The idea is to actually have a town hall-like meeting where all Zimbabweans in America are called, and then the ambassadors come and have a discussion with us. That will also give us, you know, time to explain to them the real situation that is going on in Zimbabwe, our side of the story, the people's side of the story, not Mnangagwa or ZANU-PF side of the story.
And why the Tanzanian embassy?
Tanzanian embassy, because the chairman for the current chairman for SADC is the president of Tanzania, President Magufuli.
Mm-hmm.
So we know if we can approach him, he may be able to listen to us and understand our concerns.
Mm-hmm. And we also saw the United States slapping some more sanctions actually on the Zimbabwean government by putting Minister Owen Ncube on the sanctions list. What's your comment on that?
That's what we have been saying, that the American ambassador, the American America as a country, doesn't listen to what the Mnangagwa or SADC say. They are a sovereign country. They make their own sovereign decisions based on what they are seeing on the ground. We all know that Owen Ncube, or Muda as he is popularly known in Kwekwe, he is the one who has been behind all the abductions that have been going on in Zimbabwe. All the beatings against Zimbabwean citizens have been orchestrated and championed by Owen Ncube. And they see that. And they, when they see that, they take action. It has nothing to do with the MDC. It has nothing to do with any of us here. The Zimbabwean, the American government are in Zimbabwe. They are on the ground. They see what is happening. But what is important to note now is that Owen Ncube has been placed on sanctions. So how does that affect the Zimbabwean people? How mm-hmm. does that affect the Zimbabwean economy? The sanctions against Owen Muda are personal. They are targeted towards him. They are not going to affect Zimbabweans in any way. And we urge them to continue to look at those people who are helping the Zimbabwean government by beating up or abducting ordinary Zimbabweans to be put on such sanctions.
Thank you very much, Gibbs.
Yes, we've got another guest, and that is Mr. Philip Gaule of ZANU-PF. He's a former senator for Cholocho constituency. Baba Gaule, welcome to the program. Yes, so thank you so much. Ngasikhangela ke Baba Gaule ngesindebe yokuqala. Abantu batshengisele emgwaqweni lapha. Sibonile sibili la kumabona kude e-stadium kade kutshaya umoya. Kodwa lapho ke kube sokusiba lo baba okuthiwa nguTilbo Negi owe-United States lapha ke kurhulumente. Uthi khona babonile konke okwenzakeleyo njalo bayabona konke okwenzakale eZimbabwe. Ngakho ke bathi ilizwe leZimbabwe kungani kuyengwa abantu, abantu batshelwa amanga ngokuthi ama-sanctions lawa ahamba njani. Njalo bathi lungisani konke okumele kulungiswe ukwenza ukuthi izithe zizona ezizesulwe. Kambe ungabatshela usithini khonapho Gaule?
Yikuthi umumo lo Gibbs esikiwo umumo obuhlungu kakhulu empilweni zabantu lempilweni zezizalwane zeZimbabwe. Ikakhulu xa sikhangela izandla zangaphandle zingenela kakhulu entweni zethu zelizwe lethu. Yazi kufana lo muntu Gibbs ongenela endabeni zomuzi wakho ebese kutshela ukuthi wena yenza uthi wena hlala solo umfazi wakho labantu bakho yiko kwenzakalayo. Ama-sanctions la esikhuluma ngawo Gibbs into eyaziwa ngumuntu wonke. Ikwi-SADC umangulufu ethena hayi asimeni ndawonye amafila angaphi, mina kangikuboni ngoba bonawo bantu kade kuthiwa ababemele ekuhambe khathesi abantu abalamala zokugada besiya lapha kumele kuhlanganwe khona lanilani abantu abagwanisi zokuhamba. Kodwa ama-sanctions vele abantu bakhala ngawo abawafuni abantu ama-sanctions ngoba ama-sanctions la they are hurting the ordinary Zimbabweans. Abantu abazihambela impoko yabazibhekayo abantu makhaza yiwo basafiswa ngama-sanctions la, yiwo bathwele nzima, yiwo abahluphekayo. Xa kuthiwa athageta the elite, athageta abantu abathize abalesi abayibo ababusayo abasesikhundleni eziphezulu, akusikho ngoba umuntu onguye othwelizima ama sanctions umukweni ozivukela izidingele ukuziselela yena lemuli yakhe ethi kuntu abantwana bakhe bahambe esikolo ngoba into ethi abantu bayiphilelayo ukuthi abantu bathole ukudla abantu bayenelisa ukuthi bathole nemisebenzi bathole yonke into ama sanctions ngala amisa yonke into xa sikhuluma ngabo zidera bonke bona bana asikhulumi ngokuthi ama sanctions atarget umuntu oyedwa kuboja ngama sanctions anika sinethe izimali singadoli izimali nokuthi sinethe njengohulumende yonke into eyenzakalayo gives hinges on ama sanctions
ngalo yeah kodwa kulokunye futhi okwenzakala eZimbabwe baba gawule okunjengomhlabeleli sibili waziwayo kuthiwa nguIan Makiwa waziwa kuthiwa nguPlatinum Prince so ujaha lo uthunjwe ngabantu bamtshaya bamkwamula wavuza igazi emakhaleni wavuza igazi endlebeni ngento ezinjalo nanko siyakubona kuzobuya ke sabona labantu abanye abatshaywa abakwi-civil society kwabuya bonke ke odzamara kwazi ukuthi bangaphi khonokho ke imelika ithi yikho ngani kuyahlupha ukuthi abantu babhambabulwa nje kusale calaceleni kungela lutho olwenziwayo
ilamanga imerika kips wena njengawe thina sikhuluma sisabi ngithi ngisithi kuwe kips ilamanga imelika yayingaphi ngesikhathi kukurawundi ibulala abantu abalinganiswa kwathiwa inano labo kwathiwa yi-20,000 nxa ekhuluma ngomuntu oyedwa kumbe ababili abafakathesi same to i-amerika yakhona i-amerika yakhona kutsho ukuthi yi-amerika egangileyo ikuyatshengisa ukuthi baleento zabo abazijongileyo abantu laba gips ngutshele babuhlungu ngendlela abanye babo bathathelwa ngayo umhlabathi babuhlungu kona bana baloku bebuhlungu baloku beqhuba i-agenda naliyana ukuthi baqathile batshaya beqathile gips ngitshele mina angivumi ngitshele ukuthi ngikutshele ukuthi angivumi ukuthi wena ungathi wena ngesikhathi lesana unkomo ebaleka esiyacathwa ngalesi bengamprotekti bengammenzini unkomo ebika lokuthi umumo lo umubi besithi kurayithi begadisa umgabi ngole babhiza ngabantu ababi labo balamanga abakho ngokulungisa abalungisi bafuna ukusibusa bafuna ukuthi besicolonize okwesibili yikho sazozi kuvume konoko
ye siyakuzwa kakhulu baba gawule so yiseng you know the Americans are colonizers and they looked aside when Gukurawundi was massacring people. So why are they making so much noise? And he believes they will not actually remove the sanctions because they want to control Zimbabwe.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Anyway, let's hear the view of a caller. We have a caller online. Hello, Mkoma Tinashe. Hello? Hello, Tinashe. Simbarashi, hello? Mkoma Simbarashi Muripoiri.
Mm-hmm.
I think you have a
yeah, kulomunye osecingweni khonapho uthi size ukuthi silobane. Eh mfowethu kunjani? Silobane ecingweni sabona. Eh uthwa ngohlongwa hlongwane kunjani?
I think we have a problem with our line.
Sibili,
let me go to Mr. Jokora. Va Jokora, muri kunzwa zviri kutaurwa navagaule vezano PF tipewo pfungwa dzii.
Ndangali kutoseka zvangu pavanga vachitaura. Vanotaura kuti dzimwe nyika dzisapindire vana veZimbabwe vachipondwa, vachiurayiwa mazuva ose, handi dzimwe nyika ngadziregedze kupindira. Kwingawani SADC iri kupindira yakarerekera kuna vamunangagwa. Ivo vana America nedzimwe nyika vanoregerere kupindira iyo Zimbabwe iye munangagwa nevanhu vake vachiita basa rekuponda vanhu. Hazvingagone izvozvo kuti dzimwe nyika dzione neighbor. Muvakidzani aone pamba pachipiswa mazuva ose, vanhu vachiurayiwa mazuva ose, vanhu vachirohwa mazuva ose, osiya zvakadaro. Izvozvi so tiri kutaura nemazimari ari kushandiswa nezanu PF panyaya yavo yecommand agriculture. Makanzwa vabiti vachitaura imimi kuti kune kambani inonzi FSG yakataikisa mari inosvika 600 million, makunu mune mari anokwanisa kuiswa muzvipatara. Kune imwe futi inonzi fertilizer seed and grain kwakashayikwa about 400 million. Yatoo 1 billion iyoyo isiri kuzikanwa kunzi yakashandiswa tii. Zvino kana vanhu vaakuuya vachitaura kuti udzai vanhu kuti mari iyi muri kuishandisa tii, nokuti hamusi kuisa mushonga muzvipatara, hamusi kuisa tii, marodzi ari kuita kunge makomba. Mari iyoyi ndo inofanira kunge ichishandiswa izvozvo. Saka izvozvo zvinhu zviri kuitika izvi ndo zvinoita kuti masanctions auye, nekuti vanhu vezimanhu veZimbabwe, maleaders eZimbabwe ari kuita zvaanoda, ari kushandisa mari yeZimbabwe zvaisingafanira kunge ichishandiswa. Vobvapo voponda vanhu, vorova vanhu, vada kuti zvese izvozvo zvisiyiwe zvakadaro. Hazvingagoni kusvika Zimbabwe
namunangagwa vagona kugara nevamwe zvakanaka atinoti ma human rights va respecta ma human rights evamwe then ana America nedzimwe nyika vanorega kupindira.
Motora, the same thing in English. What's your view from what Mr. Gaule of ZANU-PF was saying?
What he's saying other countries should not be getting involved in what is going on in Zimbabwe. But we see on the other hand, Zimbabwe also goes to other countries like China, Russia, and these other countries to try and solicit for support. So why can't the people of Zimbabwe and why can't other countries that are seeing the atrocities that are being committed by ZANU-PF in broad daylight, the 18 people that were killed in January, the 6 people that were killed in on August 1. I heard him saying, we are up R1. 18 people is not one people. 6 people is not one people. And the other countries also intervene so that this doesn't continue to happen. Because if countries don't intervene, it means 18 more people are going to be killed the other time. 6 more people will be killed. So we don't want to go there. So other countries have to come in and try to help the people of Zimbabwe. We are also looking at the issue of corruption, which is what we know is causing the sanctions and the suffering of the Zimbabwean people. 600 million just disappeared. They don't know. We had Honorable Piti, our vice president, talking about that 600 million. They can't account for it. 400 million also disappeared through the Command Agriculture. And it's even more than that. Total amount of money that has not been accounted for by Command Agriculture is coming to $3 billion.
Mm-hmm.
So all those things, they have to be dealt with.
Thank you so much. Please stay on the line. I understand we have two callers that are waiting, so we're going to take them quickly before we go to Mr. Gaule.
Yes.
Siyaphila kakhulu ke. Khuluma konoko ke ngesijeso zenotho ukuthi kuyiwa kusuka lamhlanje kuyiwa phambili kumele kwenziweni ngesijeso lesi.
Kuti wami izijeziso zamazwe aphetsheya ne endaweni yaseZimbabwe. Abantu singakhuluma ngendlela ezihlukeneyo. Umbangela wezijeziso lezi, izijeziso lezi zayenziwa ibandla eliphethe umbuso njengamanje. Ayikho into enye esingayigxeka or sigxeka amazwe aphandle or sithini. Because abantu they have to understand ukuthi from the beginning, abantu abamnyama beqala ukulwela inkululeko yeZimbabwe. That time, Robert Mugabe, he was a teacher. He had a friend. And Joshua Nkomo, why is Russia a cellular in Kulunga? They are saying Zimbabwe. The time Joshua Nkomo is outside. I didn't know about Kulunga and Mugabe, but you were in a season of Valila Conanat in Zimbabwe. What I said is Gale Airo is all Uti and Apuli outside where the Uti, Valian and Bam Valer and Ambrilla. Lenzele ukuthi umlephuma ngoba yabatshela ukuthi uma ngiphuma mina ngizavusa umhlaba nje ngithathele umhlaba uzoba ngowena. Uthe ephuma namandla banikeza umbuso ngamaphosta emaplazini abantu bahlala bengaphasi kombuso nalowo amaplazi benganawo.
Ifoni yakho sikiliza mnumzane. Ifoni yakho sikiliza ngamafutshane kumele kwenziweni.
Mina mbona ngathi khona lokhu ukuthi bathi bona amazwe ayiphetheya akhipha ama-sanctions. Kodwa into emangalisayo ukuthi ama-sanctions phela afakwanga kuZimbabwe as a whole. Ama-sanctions afakwe ku-certain individuals abaku-government abayibo aba-involved ezintweni ezenze ilizwe laseZimbabwe laze lawa namhlanje lasiya kulesi simo elikuso. That's why sithi thina as long as kusathethe iZimbabwe, sanctions must stay there. We want ZANU-PF out of power until kuze kuphuma ama-sanctions. Ama-sanctions azophuma ephuma ngoba ungene umbuso omutsha.
As long as
ama-sanctions ephuma manje kusaphethe izana, we're going to be in the same route again.
Thank you very much.
Because these people, they are so corrupt.
Thank you.
I want to say that.
Yeah.
They are so corrupt. They have been corrupt long time back. We want a new leadership with a new direction for the people of Zimbabwe. not a same part like ZANU-PF.
Let's
take the next caller. Mkoma Simba Muripo ili.
Ndiripote te murise iwo.
Ai wati tukutaura nemi muri kupi?
Ndiri kuno ku South Africa kumafikeni kete.
Taura itinzwi.
Ya ndiba kutaura pamusoro penyaya yemasanctions yanetsa iyi. Chiripo ndechekuti kana uchida kugona nhunzi usingadi kuneswa nenhunzi. Ingobvisa chakaora chete ukangobvisa chakaora chete pamusha. Kana nhunzi hauchadziwani pamusha. Nyaya iri kuitika apa ndeyekuti vamunangagwa vari kungochema vachingoti yeye masanction. Nyaya iripo haisi masanction, ende kubvisa masanction hakuzi kuswera vachiita ruzha mumastripi kuita ruzha mumastadium. Asi kuti nyaya iripo ngavagadzirise zvinhu zvakakonzeresa kuti nyika itemerwe masanction. Ipapo pakangodaro masanctions anobva ave nyore kubvisa. Ende masanctions acho haana kutemerwa nyika yose, akatemerwa maindividuals. Saka chinondishamisa ndechekuti zvakafanana nemurume anorohwa kubhawa uko, arohwa kubhawa anosvika kumba, osvika kumba uko achichema kutaura kuti ya uya kuno kuone zvandokuita kuno. Asi kubhawa kwacho warohwa ukamhanya. Iye Munangagwa anga ariko ikoko kuamerica ikoko kumusangano wako. Haana kumbo, hapana chakabuda pamusoro pemasanctions. Auya kuno kuZimbabwe kuno uku ndokozotinyaudza achiti kwanzi ngatidemonstratei kuti America izvione kuti hatisi kuda masanction. Hazvishandi zvinhu zvakaita saizvozvozvo. Iye ngaagadzirise, ngaareforme nyaya iri kukonzeresa kuti masanctions arambe achitemerwa nyika, vakuru veZimbabwe, kubva kunyaya dzemaelection chaidzo kuti sei nyika ichingoramba ichingoni masanction. Haisi nyaya yekungoramba ichingotemerwa masanction, asi inyaya yekukoniwa kutonga. Apa vakuda kuhwanda nemunhu wekuti masanction. Asi nyaya iripo ndeyekuti iye Munangagwa pache zvake akonewa kutungamira nyika. Inini ndaida kuti ngaambobva masanction iwo aramba aripo, iye asuduruke nehurumende yake ZANU-PF, tomboisawo vachamisa kana umwe leader asiri iye, toona kuti masanctions aripo akatevedzera zvino iwo hatifambiri mberi here. Nokuti tiri kuona pa-2008 pakaitika hurumende yemubatanidzwa payaa, stil masanctions aivapo bati ndopakazoitozolazotu kureva kuti masanctions haana kunyaa hasmo effective. Asi ivo pavakanyaya kurasika, pavakabvisa US dollar vachiti US dollar harishandi, vobvisa mari vachiisa mazuga, ndopavari kuondonga nyika ipapo. Kureva kuti Munangagwa problemu yaainayo ndeyekuti haasi kuda kupiwa maideas nevanhu vane njere, asi kuti ane full of I know. Ndo dambudziko riripo rokuti utongi hwake ndehwangu chete, hapana umwe munhu anofanira kunipawo maideas. Ndo zvatinoona izvi. Saka masanction aya haakwanisi kubviswa chete nekuti vaita ruzha, asi kuti vagadzirisa here, vatevedzera here zvido zvevanhu.
Mahumani
rights ari kuchengetedzwa here munyika umu?
Tinokutendai Mukoma Simba Rashe. Nhasi panapa pari kupisa, regai tipewo vamwe chance. Muve nezuva rakanaka. But I hear Mr. Gaule is burning to respond, so please go ahead. Mr. Gaule, I think you wanted to respond to Tawanda Jokora and also to the caller.
Yes, ndiri kumunzwa achitaura, ari kutaura zvake zvebato ravo MDC. Ndizvo achitaura kuti Munangagwa ngaabve kupinde chamisa. Ndandisina kuti ari kutaura nenyaya yemasanctions. Iye ari kupromota agenda yepati yavo yeregime change. Apa tiri kutaura nyaya yemasanctions. Masanctions aripo. Uyo Muchinda uyo atada kutaura uyawe amboti iye nyaya yekuti vanhu vakafa vakafa vaviri kwokuti vangani. Hai, hazvinei izvozvo. Watoti kuti haasi kubata nyaya yeguku raundi, seichitiza nyaya yeguku raundi, sei vechitiza vanhu vese havari kutiza nyaya yeguku raundi, sei vechitaura ivo maMDC yayo ari kutiza nyaya yeguku raundi, sei vasingataure nenyaya yeguku raundi kuti vanhu vakafa kunoku, thousands of people died, maatrocities akakomitwa neguku raundi. Vanhu Mugabe was the leader and Mugabe wacho angabatana nevarungu vekuAmerica vacho ivavo, vana Queen vacho vechikwidza ngoro yamabhiza echimutambira ikoko zvakanaka chita shata nhasi wapa munhu 1 wapa vanhu 2 wapa vanhu 7 then America ne Britain yomhanya nazvo unongoona kuti vanhu vacho vari chinangwa chinangwa chavo vane zvimwe vari kuwanda wanda but they cannot hide behind their fingers. This is exactly what is happening, and we are not going to allow this to happen in our country because these people have a regime change agenda. This is what it, if you cannot see it here happening in Zimbabwe, we can see it happening in other countries as well.
But Mr. Kaule, the thing here is, we know that the opposition is there to change a government, and that is exactly what it means when you say somebody has got a regime change agenda. You cannot be in the opposition if you don't want the seat of power. So maybe that's what they are doing. And to fight for power, you need to do some of those things. But nganga kubuza nje ngesindebele ukuthi baba Gaule wena ngombono wakho kuyiwa phambili pho kumele kwenzweni ngombono wakho sibe
kunjalo Gibbs. But then regime change agenda, even nabantu of opposition, they must and right ekushuphekeni kwabantu ukuthi abantu kabahlika badlintwala ukuze bayenze umvukela. Aso people sizimodilele lezo abantu abakhululeke bathola izinto zonke bese bekhamba besiya vota bevotela into abayifuna kodwa besuthi bezile bengahawuli nje akho nokwenzakalayo yizo sikufunayo ayibona ukuthi abantu ubafaka ekhoneni lakho ukuthi badle isikuba ukwenzela ukuthi at the end of the day abantu bahlamuke bathi uhulumende lowo muvi kuyini eliphosela izipanela ukuthi into zonke zibotshwe izikhumba zihome zidictere yikho abakufunayo laba abantu. Abantu bengayenza njalo sokulula ukuthi abantu bazonde. Abantu bengazonda bayenza loba yini into abangayenza
kuzondisa
abantu lokho abakufunayo.
Siyakuzwa kakhulu bamba khonapho sithatha ubaba uThembo Moyo. Baba Moyo, ungawutshona njani Themba? Themba Moyo, uyangizwa mfowethu? Ye, ngiyakuzwa kakhulu
uthembo.
Ye, uyaphila?
Yebo, ngiyaphila baba.
Ye, kumele kwenzweni ke baba Moyo kuyiwa phambili lapha ngezijezo zenotho lezi. Kumele kubanjwe njani khonokho?
Ayisongunanzelelayo ukuthi uyazi iqiniso lona elikhona elizweni lakithi laseZimbabwe ukuthi ibandla vele elibusayo lilo ncingo lezweni. Izijeziso zenotho lezo kuzize zibe khona izijeziso zenotho vele kwakuvele kuhambe njani kuze kule zijezo zenotho. So esingakho thina sicela ukuthi izidezo zenotho lezo ezayithiswa labo abaphatha intambo be-government yeZimbabwe zibe khona beqale belungisise udaba lwabo lokutshontsha ngaphakathi yibo babulala ilizwe. Kathesi sebesithi ilizwe libulewe izidezo zenotho, ilizwe alibulawa izidezo zenotho. Bathe befakele izidezo zenotho baqala ke ukutshontsha imali yelizwe. So now kathese sifanele amasantini akhutshwe bona bevele betshontsha, abaqale belungise ngaphakathi endlini yethu, abayilungise kuqala ukutshontsha kwabo kuqala.
Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu. Ungathela kusasa Moyo baba, bye-bye.
Regate tore mungakhola. Hello khola, Barichemo makadiko.
Tinofara muri sei?
Aiwa tiri wadii, tiri kutaura nemi muri kupi?
Murutana mfundisi Moyo ku South Africa.
Ehe, taurai tinzwe pfungwa dzenyu.
Ya, pfungwa dzangu dziri pakuti chekutanga pana uya ndiro mukati menyika ya Zimbabwe. Zvaifana kuti zviitwe chekutanga vanhu vasati vaguru kuridza bere kuti masangana abviswe. Vaifana kutanga kuti anhu uya kutaurana pano zvinodiwa mukati menyika. Kana vachinge vabvumirana zvakafana izvozvo, vozodini? Vozoridza whistle nokuti hazvibatsiri kuchemera kuti referee ndowati lisa vaifanira kuti papenalty imi pachenyu muchitadza kuzvimwisira bhora kureva kuti chepatisito mukati menyika yeZimbabwe vanofanira kuti pachavo utungamiri hwose wezano PF neutungano wezvematongero enyika vari mukati menyika vataurirane vayanane kana vachinge vatanga vawirira maproblem ose ari mukati menyika vozodini tina kudero. Handioni iri nhau ingava nhau yakanaka. Chere masanishini akabviswa zvavo kuti nhasi abvisiwa. Problem ingori problem aigari hapasi pane nhau. Saka kuona kwaunokuti muZimbabwe chinhu chokutanga ngavagone kubatana pachavo votaurirana vatungamiriri madzishe masadunhu vanamati vose nevana vezimbabwe kana vachinge vadero wozo tuona kutipodi na ulika azibasiri chini kutanga kukwira kumusoro pasipasiri ne minzwa ngatanga kugadzirisa minzwa hii mnzira kashika kugadzirisa minzwa hii mnzira tozo wona zimwezo kita na kuti zosa azibasiri kutanga ni kumberi na kuti rimedi zinga wazunza kanaka sinda mbuziko aringa gonu kuti ringa tambirwa na kuti tika gona kuti vanu wacheme sinda kato wafika pemu gubela wanesa waka dani zira kupina kumusara Friday vanu waka dani zira kufasa yema wana usata kono batishi nchakafana isho uto azigonu kuzifamu za kanaka uye futize njuku nzwa wakawane kana baba waga ule waruti problemi yaka danwa ni MDC kuona kwangu aningari pubi kadano ni MDC matambuziko anunga tipe nyika Zimbabwe anone kwa anunga shungi itika munga tipe nyika saka pubi kafane wakana iwo pachavo waka gona kutaurilana waka one sana nukuti azigonu kuti mutanga kudamundu unaka kumbeli kusuro kuno kuri wa mwachema saka ngava gone kubatana vo taurirana vo wirirana vo vane chisungo chimwe chete kana vakawane chisungo chimwe chinzo vakafamba zvakanaka azvisi zvakanaka kuti tichi masanction akakonzerwa ndivana nhingi masanction akakonzerwa ndivana nhingi iyo nawe sei aisa zvinguwe kutsvaga muroi kuti muroi ndiye akakonzera bo itino chozva kuti chinorowa nyika chi nyika haisi kunzi iro masanction chaka akabviswa kana pasina kugadzikana hapana chinhu chinganaka kana ikafanira kuti mvura yakasanai munhu akarima munda wose hapana chinokurwiwa saka kufanira masabasa chinhu akabviswa mukati menyika yezimbabwe kana mukati menyika yezimbabwe kusina kubatana zvakanaka hamuvi nekufunga kwakanaka kuti sasa nhasi unono corruption mukati menyika yedu yakawandisa tikatarisa munzira kumabhodha kumapassport icorruption chete chete iri kuitika iyoyo saka zvimwe zvimwe zvinoda kuti mukati meutungamiri hwenyika yose vatange vatarisa ipapo vatumbure minzwa pauri haikuti kutanga tati ndakabayiwa nanhingi ndakabayiwa neamerica ndakabayiwa neuk necanada ndizvo vakabayiwa but ivo pachavo ngavatange vagadzirisana mukati menyika togona kuenda mberi nezvizhinji nokuti zvechokwadi tingagona kumhanya Friday vanhu vakamhanya Friday iri kuuya maticha daitoo zvakafanira izvo asi kanyanya kosha Zimbabwe noutungamiri hwose ngavambosiya kukwengana vataurirana vagadzirise mutemo inodiwa yemunyika yakanaka hai kuti zvimwe vanhu vamire neside one kuti ngatifambe nenzira neside rimwe chete kana tikakura divi rimwe chete saka rinobheuka harikagoni kuva nebhalansi ngapfuka nebhalansi kuri zvinhu zvifamba zvakanaka bodi mukati menyika iri munongoda kuti vanhu vave nebhalansi bhalansi yakavapo nzira inofamba zvakanaka saka tingagona kuchema kuti ngavabviswa timada timadi toridza mhere savanhu vanochema kuti penalty penalty even pachenyu kumwisa kwenyu togotungisa pachenyu hamugoni kumwisa pachenyu havagoni kumwisa penalty haibatsiri kana pasina penalty ngasachemera penalty ngati tigone kuzvimwisira nyika yedu ngati tigone kuzvivakira nyika yedu
tinokutendai chaizvo haiwa nemashoko enyu amataurai tinokutendai vadzokora muri kunzwa zviri kutaurwa nevari kufona ava tipewo pfungwa dzenyu.
Yes, I want to take a second to educate Mr. Gaole on the issue of Gukura Hundi. As MDC, our position has been very clear. We condemn what happened during Gukura Hundi. We will continue to condemn it. To us, there is no difference between Emmerson Mnangagwa and Robert Mugabe. It's ZANU-PF. We are fighting against ZANU-PF. Taka apana taka siyana pakatipa Mnangagwa na Mugabe. In fact, if he knows his history, he will know that Mnangagwa was the architect. He was the mastermind of Gukura Hundi. Because that time he was Minister of State Security. He provided the intelligence, he provided the propaganda and everything, and all the lies that caused the Gukura Hundi to happen, they came from Mnangagwa's office. So we are not and will never exonerate any one member of ZANU-PF. So we continue to condemn that. The reason why we have sanctions is because of human rights abuses. Gukura Hundi is also a human rights abuse. People were being abused. People were killed. So we are still against that. And then we go back to the issue of sanctions. They say America has imposed sanctions on the Zimbabwean people. He has imposed sanctions on certain individuals. If you look at the report that came out last week, America is still the most country that is providing aid and financial assistance to Zimbabwe to the tune of $3 billion. All that money is getting into Zimbabwe, and it's coming from America. And if America had real sanctions against the Zimbabwean people, would they have allowed Zimbabweans and the Zimbabwean government to use the U.S. dollar? That's huge. That's big. If they didn't want to help the Zimbabwean people, they would have said, don't use our U.S. dollar. But they've been using it. So where are the sanctions that is talking about? The sanctions are targeted
and they are not affecting Zimbabweans per se. They are affecting those certain individuals. And ZANU-PF knows exactly what they have to do for those sanctions to be removed. They should start respecting people's human rights. They should respect the rule of law, and they should also open up the media waves, the airwaves. We want to see President Chamisa talking on ZBC and then on ZTV as much as Emmerson Mnangagwa does. Mm-hmm. ZBC, you know, Badarwanevan, I see Mnangagwa, I see ZANU-PF. Why is he not doing that? Those are the simple things that he has to do. You know, institute electoral reform, political reform, and economic reform. Those are the things that he has to do for the sanctions to go away. And they will go away in a day if they do that.
Tombo kubata imromo ipapo wajo. Kora, tishadzoka kwa muri rege. Timbo tora makola za. Hello, Mkoma Simba. Hello, Tiriwadi. Mkoma Atinashi, sorry. Tokumbira o muri kupi. Tukusora ni muri kupi Mkoma Atinashi.
Marare kutenwa.
Aiwa, paka naka tipeo fungwa zinyu. Makaenda iri kumachi.
Ah, ndina mbuenda kumachi na. Tingaende kumachi iresi kumaveza kubatu kwa kumeseza ugotu kwa natuwezo. Uda kutishandisa.
Saka tipeo fungwa zinyu.
Ata nita nukushandisa.
Aiwa, paka naka tipeo fungwa zinyu. Munuona senya iyo hii yezirangu isu.
Ah, yes, wrong. We and the fungo did go affect my ordinary citizens. Yeah, could he? What do I read? Varguta Zaku Tom, but yes, all. Varguta Zaku, it does no diva. Could he? They should stop abductions. They should stop rigging elections. They should stop killing people for no apparent reason, you know. How can they say Tendai Biti and Nelson Chamisa and Wakano share the sanctions? You watch Wakaiza sanctions, Wakuti Takaiza sanctions, Neguda Quiz, a cut me, a cut me, a cut me, a cut. I think that he retro Musa Susu, Tongo Mkamanguano on a Mutamakarima and Titica. Utanga Quakis, Amaiago would know, and you are in my mood. After that, next do I know your rot no Dindakarima Mundaku you no Awusuakarima Mundango Mundango Agarima and Ginani. How can they say Tendai Biti na news and Jamis and Wagano call a masanks for Masanche? As make a sense, what about Batakume so say one of Zimbabwe, you know, one of Zimbabwe, because you know Tirikuona Chakonzere Sakutu Fumu in Nika we end up Mawere corruption.
Aiwa,
corruption on a daily basis. If you go to my passport, my government institution,
we don't know what it is.
But that Maria when that yes, oh, but that's going to Marie pass for the good paper. You won't got me sorry.
I what no ten day mkoma move in his varaka naka chaiso kwa muri koko tin wood. I was regate Vagaule, if you can come in and just comment on what Mr. Jokora said before we took our caller. Mr. Gaule.
Hello.
Yes, you can go ahead and comment on what Mr. Jokora said before we took the caller.
Okay. Yes. Yeah. Let me go back again to the issue of Gugurahundi. I'm happy he has come out in the open to say really what happened during that time was bad. But then it's good that the government of America and Britain and some of these Western countries, they didn't punish the Zimbabwean government for what they did, especially for butchering people in Matabeleland region. And this is exactly what that is the government of Robert Mugabe. But by that time, Mugabe was their friend, one of their friends, one was their ally. And I remember at one time when Mugabe visited Britain, he was driven around by with the Queen, was sent with the Queen, and it really, I don't know what they get in this other honor. I've forgotten the title of this other, I've forgotten. But when Nkomo escaped, and when they wanted to kill him, mm-hmm. he escaped to Britain, and there he lived as a refugee. And then, you know, it pains me a lot that those people, that by that time, they didn't see, they didn't even punish the Zimbabwean government. They should have started from that time. Mm-hmm. If they talk of women's rights, this is not, it's already late now. And we are realizing these people have an agenda. This, and you are not going to forgive these whites for what they are doing. They are, their interest, I can see, is the land. Is our land. They're interested in our land. They're not happy with the land distribution that was done by the government. This is exactly what these people are not happy about. And they are hiding behind their finger. And let me also say this to this brother of mine, that my brother, functions are there. They are hurting the ordinary Zimbabwean. The ordinary Zimbabwean in the street. Mm-hmm. The ordinary man is suffering because of the sanctions.
Okay, Mr. Gaule, maybe let's just take a caller, and then we have PJ who's just joined me here, so he should be speaking to you shortly. Gibbs has just stepped out for a while. Hello, Mr. Oswell.
Hey,
what are you doing? Makadi, you are talking to me. I'm from
Germany. Tiriwali, andaweza kukomenta angu pamsopa mkomo wangu wa Gaula.
Taurashi.
Wakuta, masangsenza hari iku antijiga. But, masangsenza wakuta wane zawaye. Wambu unguro reye, kutu masangsenza akunze wanei, akakunze wanei. Mm-hmm. Anditi. Afusida kunyazo kudiga intu kuhona kutu wakabuta akakunze wanei zi masangsenza. Waka nyazo unguro reye, kutu masangsenza akunze wanei, akakunze wanei, ende futu kutu masangsenza ya biskwaye. Zizi nyofana utanga zaitwa. Mm-hmm. Awasu zinyazukuta ura izizi. Bano waka wanda kire wakafa waku ura iwa. Diti ka ni government yawe yeza ni PFE. Anditi. But awasu da kuzita ura izizi. Bano wopo. Jema interest awo iwo. Di mashanze nja kabizwa. Diti ka. Iwo wawa chibuta. The majority yese kusafa. Inyika ipi mimi ya muno nzgonzi inyika. Hakuna magetu. Inyika mimi ya wene mapasport. Kuna yuzui mvura. Hakuna wana kufane makorea. Inye kuti mis government angeti. Daya kuti hengari kambani, zimbabu hengari kambani. Yaka varu da. Hakuna kambani numbo, inyika inumbo rano, nimu rano magu ito zelvitu kwa isu.
Ayi watu nukutenda imkoma. Thank you so much. Mkoma pana panasparu kupisa. Saka tichatu timbo kukata ibija na toku bata isha isu. Mungu waino tevira. PJ, I think you also have a caller.
Pagana.
Okay, bye-bye. I'm just...
siyawamukela kuhlelo mlalazi.
Yebo mama ninjani?
Hayi ngiyaphila wena njani?
Ngiyaphila ngisikhumbuzo mlalazi. Ubalekile ubhuti wami uDube lapho.
Ari tsama.
Usebalekile.
Abantu banema sanctions.
Uyazi ukuthi ngilalela inkulumo lapha nami sengivutha lapha. Ukuthi mawukhuluma ungumuntu kakhulu especially amaindoda lesi America leyo ekhulumela ibandla le endaweni ukuthi kusemathebeleleni.
Yeah.
Lokho abakhuluma la madoda lawo uyezwa nje ukuthi umuntu mayedlela emathebeleleni we just provoking abantu besemathebeleleni because kuncane lokho abakhulumayo. Ngolwa kulanyulwa abantu abalwabe babili. Ama-sanctions, they don't affect abantu eHarare. Ukuhlupheka abantu bakithi, umuntu ngale phansi esikhalangeni omakhulela, ongakaze kufike khona umuntu okuthiwa umkhokheli yebandla. Angazi noma lo ndoda okhulume ulimi lelo elwakithi uyangizwa na. But ngizama ukuthi abantu ma belwabe babili kulamula umuntu oyedwa. So ama-sanctions lawa alethwe yi-ZANU PF ne-NDC. So ukuthi izwe lakithi liye phambili kumele i-ZANU PF ne-MDC bazinuka amakhwapha bahlale phansi bakhulume bekhuluma besezweni laseZimbabwe. Kuhlupheka abantu baseZimbabwe, kuhluphekiswa abantu baseZimbabwe. Ma kufa abantu beHarare kukhala bonke abantu. But ma ungananzelela ukuthi abantu kithi nesifike kakhulu esikhalangeni kunini safa from 1980 kubangwa khona ukuthi asivumelane nombuso weHarare. Namhlanje sekungathiwa into le makufa abantu abayi-6 sekumele uyizwela kithi lonke lithe ngoba kufa abantu abayi-6. Mina ngivumelani nakho lokho ngithi no. akube akulingane abantu bakithi ama sanctions makachichwe makukhishwa ama sanctions lawo ahlupha izwe lonke bese kuba nento okuthiwa i-devolution of power sihlonitshwe nathi sizimele inkokheli zakithi mazikhulunywa zikhuluma zizwakale khona manje MDC le ibonakala ichaya abantu ebathebeleleni azange ayikhulumele umuntu ose azange atoyitoyi i-America ukuthi why uchamisa nabantu bakhe bechaya abantu uThokozani Khuphi ise so yonke le nto abayikhuluma ayikho akuphela ama-sanctions ngiyabona
hayi kulungile siyabonga Sikhumbuzo
ya
Mr. Mlalazi was saying these sanctions, I don't know which type of sanctions, but there are different type of sanctions that he was talking about, I would say. Mm-hmm. He says the sanctions are much more targeted at Matabeleland. How he comes to that conclusion, I'm not very sure. But he says they are more targeted to the because they are the people that are suffering much more than anybody else,
mm-hmm.
and so it's now there is an outcry because there are so few individuals or few people that have been killed in Harare or in Mashonaland that the whole country and the whole world is now having an outcry, but. So many people have been killed in Matabeleland.
Mm-hmm.
That was his point.
Mm.
I saw that the time was up, so I couldn't pursue that conversation because it was going to be very long.
Yes. I mean, you know, he's entitled to his opinion.
His opinion, yes.
I think, you know,
I'll let my brother Gaule respond to that. Ulale lancho Gaule. Hello.
Yes.
Inkulumo yakhe leyo uthi yena abantu bakithi ngale ngasemhlubulweni wangezansi yelizwe yibo abakhanywe kakhulu ngama-sanctions lawo. Kukhanya ama-sanctions angkhona esiwakhulumayo khathesi kuhlelo la akhulumayo akhanye chiyeni. Kodwa-ke ayenza ukuthi sithi ama-sanctions lawa nxa lisithi ngawakhitshwe engike ngakuzwa ngezinye ingcweti zithi zona laloba ama-sections la engasuswa lamhlanje akuyi kusinceda kangako ngenxa yokuba eleZimbabwe lilezikwelete eziningi njalo ezinkulu elingasoze lafa la nelisa ukuthi lizibhadale ngesikhathi esingaba ngesifitshane kumbe ngeside ngoba vele inhlupho esilazo vele ziningi ukwedlula just ama-sanctions silezikweleti silenkohlakalo asilokwephulwa kwelungelo loluntu yikho lina libona ngani nxa zingasuswa sibili kunganceda ngamafitshane umzuzu owodwa nje
ngamafitshane sibili kakhulu ngithanda ukutshayela ihlombe indoda le esanda kuqeda ukukhuluma le ndoda yakithi le ikhulume indaba ehlala ibalekelwa ngabantu ukuthi kwafa abantu abaningi ngapha ngale maswela nethu sokufa abantu abangu-6 sokwenza umhlaba yomhlaba wonke ama-America bekuthiwa izolo kube bengaphi bona kwabantu yikwakutshoyo yike sengathi sokuba njalo ukuthi yena ama-sanctions achaye thina kakhulu ngapha liqiniso thina yithi sasisala la emuva ngesikhathi benzana kusenziwa into zombhuqa thina ama-Matabeleland region saba semuva ungakhangela into zonke zayenzeka emashonaland khona ngale thina ngapha sasingalalutho lakabethi lokuthi semuva simele siyenzelwe sisemuva kakhulu imigwaqwa silayo lanilani kodwa ungakhambi emashonalandini kwa into zokusenzakala emashonalandi ngapha ema-Matabeleland kwakungalalutho
Maybe Mr. Zokora, just come in and give us your roundup because time is not on our side.
I'm surprised that Mr. Gaule is still supporting ZANU-PF after he's speaking so bitterly about what happened in Matabeleland. Because Mnangagwa's hands are full of blood, and part of that blood is the people that he killed in Matabeleland.
Thank you so much, Mr. Jokora. Thank you so much. Time is not on our side. Thank you very much. I'm Marvelous Mklanganya, who are here in Washington, PJ.
I'm Praxidus Jeremiah. I'm Leo Gibbs-Duvi.
Please join us again on tomorrow. Let's talk. Ngati kurukurei. Tiwone sana tiri papo. Bye-bye.